At the age of 25, I learned something which made me furious. You see, I was born in South Africa, and being a South African, one thing is guaranteed. You're a rugby union fan. Rugby holds a special place in the heart of any South African, especially those who experienced the 90s. Ask any South African about what Mandela did for his nation using the sport of rugby union, and they will likely end up teary-eyed telling you that extraordinary story. Anyway, as a Springbok fan, there's something we fear. The All Blacks. With the highest winning percentage of any sports team in the world, New Zealand's rugby team has become a formidable force, respected by all those who stand opposite them on the pitch. So, when my friend messaged me a screenshot of a book which delved deep into the culture of the All Blacks, it was an easy decision to put aside 2 days and jump on the couch. Let's see what crazy secrets built the most successful team in the world, I told myself. The book focused on a very interesting period, one which most regard as the lowest point for the All Blacks, and how they went from being knocked out of the Rugby World Cup, 3 World Cups in a row, to winning 4 years later. The book also focused heavily around the captain, how he was able to influence the culture of the team over that period of time, and what he did to turn a dire situation into one which bared many fruits. I can remember the moment when I turned the page and read how the captain had no idea what to do next. They were at rock bottom, but saw no way forward, no way to create change. And so he sought help. I had to stop. The leader of the world's most successful team asked for help, for guidance. Heh? This didn't make sense to me. If he is a professional performer and one of the best in the world to do it, then why the hell would he ask for help? This felt wrong to me, felt weak. But that little morsel of information caused a crack in my fearful armor, one which resulted in many restless nights over the following month. And I started to look at the performers who inspired me most, the artists, musicians, athletes, entrepreneurs who did things their way. I had also spent years collecting data on all my favorite actors, and yep, the same thing kept popping up over and over again. I was met with what I believed to be one of the weakest things someone could do: ask for help. The performers I loved, they sought guidance. They had coaches, mentors, external accountability. No matter where I dug, the romantic idea I had that a favorite actor was just raw talent, that they just rocked up and did whatever their impulses said and didn't need anyone, started to gently crumble. In fact, there was not a sustainably working artist I researched who I couldn't find some form of external accountability for. Joaquin, Shire, Hardy, these are perfect examples of this. To the public, these actors are insane and magical artists, but all have and use external accountability. People in their corner guiding them, from specific acting coaches to colleagues they trust to help them learn their lines in a way that helps them give their best. No matter where I looked, it was there, blatantly in front of me. But I should be able to figure it out on my own. I should be able to solve it myself. I should be like a self-cleaning oven, doing the work and maintaining myself all alone. This was during a two-year period of my life where I had recently played the lead at the Sydney Opera House and been directed by Mel Gibson alongside Andrew Garfield in a Warner Brothers film, and had fallen on my face both times. So I was yearning for change. But I did not want to start asking for help. I had 25 years of a shut up and get on with it mentality. However, there was something else that I was damn sure of. Doing the same thing and expecting a different result seemed delusional. So, knowing that going alone was unsustainable, I decided to step out of my comfort zone and began seeking guidance. I found coaches, mentors, and external accountability. Those who were taking care of the performers who inspired me most, some terrible, some life-changing, some who have since passed, and some who I still treasure seeking guidance from still to this day. And I went from resenting the industry to less than 2 years later working on my dream role and leaving set feeling fulfilled, which very fortunately even got me a nomination alongside the very actors I was inspired by to begin with. So I knew something was working. I started to play again, my way, and it began making sense. Why would I limit my knowledge and skill set to my own past and experience when I could just simply stand on giants' shoulders? When I could rely instead on their decades of accumulated skill and experience. Bingo. 4 years after making that decision to seek guidance from the best I could find, I was working back to back, flying between California, New Zealand, and Australia, from Netflix to BBC to Sundance to Venice. And then COVID struck, and like many people, I had time to think. Time to sit still and question what I was doing and why I was doing it. And I became very clear about one thing. The lessons that those incredible mentors and coaches passed on to me, I wanted to pass them on to others. The things I hadn't got from any acting book or drama school. Especially in regards to one particular aspect. I had never found a systematic approach to managing one's career. So, and this has only taken me 4 years, I finally have a little baby I'm wanting to share with others. A career course. The Actor's Blueprint Career Course. A systematic approach to building your career your way. And to be honest, I've made this for me, for the version of me who felt like there was no way to continue on this career path. This is everything that helped me go from sleeping on a wet mattress, miserable, hating acting and resenting the industry, to being nominated alongside my heroes 2 years later, after finally being able to leave set feeling fulfilled. In the most honest, clear, and actionable way I can possibly pass it on. I realized there was an infinitely better way to excel in acting, and now that's what I want to pass on to you. I truly, truly hope this helps. Go to www.actorsblueprint.com/course. Cool.